Just over a month after a new description of a suspect was given to police by Elizabeth Smart's little sister, witnesses spotted her in Sandy, and former Salt Lake City Police Chief Rick Dincy broke the news officially.
We're here to announce officially that we have found Elizabeth Smart and that she is here and well.
Surrounded by hundreds of well-wishers and Salt Lake City residents, former Mayor Rocky Anderson joined in the celebration.
It is indeed a great day for the people of Salt Lake City and throughout this nation.
Neighbors had their doubts that she would be found alive.
I'm so happy. This is the most amazing miracle. I will never witness another miracle like this in my life.
Even FBI investigators had their doubts.
I can't tell you how many times in the FBI we've conducted investigations with our state and local partners where this has not been the outcome.
She was found after witnesses recognized the accused kidnapper, who they knew as Emmanuel, and we know now as Brian David Mitchell. She was with Mitchell and his wife, Wanda Barzee. But when she was home, her family called it a glorious reunion. Her father, Ed Smart, described her meeting with her siblings.
Elizabeth and Mary Catherine just hugged and were just bawling. And we had, William was playing with his friend across the street this afternoon. And when he came in there, I mean, it was just a big hug. And Elizabeth didn't want to let go of him.
After serving a mission for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Elizabeth Smart testified against Mitchell in 2010. He was found guilty on all charges and sentenced to life in prison without parole. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.